This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. UK regulators say people who have a significant history of allergic reactions should not receive the new Pfizer-BioNTech coronavirus vaccine while they investigate two adverse reactions that occurred on the first day of the country's mass vaccination program. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley has our story.
Professor Stephen Powers, National Medical Director for the National Health Service in England, says health authorities were acting on a recommendation from the Medical and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency, the nation's medicines regulator. He also says the MHRA has advised on a precautionary basis that people with a significant history of allergic reactions shouldn't receive this vaccination after two people with a history of significant allergic reactions have responded adversely. Zaria Shackley, London.
Vaccines against COVID-19 may begin arriving within days in the United States as the fastest ever vaccine development reaches a conclusion. Experts say no corners have been cut, but the U.S. Food and Drug Administration is considering authorizing the vaccines after a shorter than normal safety testing period. Nothing sinister has turned up in clinical trials so far, but there are still many unknowns. The vaccine from drug maker partners Pfizer and BioNTech will get a hearing at the FDA Thursday. Emergency use authorization could follow within days if all goes well. The agency will consider biotech company Moderna's vaccine next week. Israel received its first batch of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine Wednesday, with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu declaring the pandemic's end was in sight and vowing to get the first jab. The shipment was the first of 8 million doses ordered from pharmaceutical giant Pfizer and its partner BioNTech. It came ahead of Hanukkah, the Jewish Festival of Lights, which begins Thursday. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden is outlining his immediate plans for handling the virus pandemic once he enters the White House. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Biden says his priorities are masks.
Mask up for 100 days once we take office.
Getting vaccines into Americans' arms.
100 million shots in the first 100 days.
And reopening schools.
It should be a national priority to get our kids back into school and keep them in school.
Still, he's warning the pandemic may get worse before it gets better, but the nation can beat a virus blamed for more than 280,000 American deaths.
I know that out of our collective pain, we're going to find a collective purpose.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump signed an executive order Tuesday to ensure Americans get first priority access to a coronavirus vaccine. It is unclear how the order would be enforced. Non-communicable diseases accounted for 7 of the top 10 causes of death before the coronavirus pandemic, the World Health Organization said Wednesday, with heart disease killing more people than ever before. The WHO's Global Health Estimates report found people were living longer lives in 2019 than in 2000, but those extra years were not necessarily lived in good health. The study showed non-communicable diseases made up 4 of the top 10 causes of death back in 2000, rising to 7 last year before the COVID-19 pandemic spread around the world. The WHO said in a statement the figures, quote, clearly highlight the need for an intensified global focus on preventing and treating cardiovascular diseases, cancer, diabetes, and chronic respiratory disease, as well as tackling injuries, end quote. The study, which examines trends over the last 2 decades in mortality and morbidity caused by diseases and injuries. Heart disease has been the world's biggest cause of death for the last 20 years. Russia has signed an agreement with Sudan to build a naval base on the country's Red Sea coast in Moscow's latest push into Africa as it seeks to renew its geopolitical clout. The deal, published on the Russian government's website Tuesday, will see Moscow establish a, quote, logistical support center, end quote, in Port Sudan, where, quote, repairs and resupply operations, end quote, can take place. The agreement, signed December 1st, is valid for 25 years and will be automatically renewed for 10-year periods if neither side objects. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.